Hello?
Hey, Will.
Hi. I'm Will. I'm Catholic. I go to church on Sundays. I pray before I eat at night. And I like to read books about the saints. Not those saints, but the other saints. I think when people think about the church, they might think about scandal, or infallibility, or intolerance. And I think about community, and I think about tradition. And so these things don't tend to conflict. We don't have arguments. People hold their own beliefs, and I hold my own beliefs, and we're friends still. But then there's that one time of the year that you all probably know, right around the end of Mardi Gras, and everybody's like, "Hey, Wally, what are you giving up this year? Why don't you go vegan this year?" "I don't know, maybe. "Oh, wow, you can't give up alcohol. You gave that up last year. Why don't you not wear a jacket? Why don't you not sleep in a bed?" And the list goes on. But I don't like to talk about that much. You know, there are some things that people don't know about those traditions. For example, the reason that Lent is 40 days is because Jesus spent 40 days in the desert and was tempted by the devil. He fasted and never gave in to his temptations. And so every year on Ash Wednesday, when we start Lent, they have the same gospel reading. "Beware of practicing your piety before others so that you may be seen by others, for you will have no reward from your Father in heaven." And so there's three things that we do in Lent. We fast, we give alms, and we pray. So the gospel goes on and says, for those who do their almsgiving for the Lord, don't set up a trumpet and let everybody know. For those who pray, don't do it on the street corner. Don't do it where everybody can see you, because you will already have received your reward. And for those who fast, don't walk around as a hypocrite with your face drawn out and pale. Wash your face and put oil on it so that nobody thinks that you are fasting. And so you leave Ash Wednesday and you go to work. And of course, I have to bite my tongue when there's that person there that you know they aren't religious at all, but they want to tell everybody that they can't have dessert tonight because they've given up dessert for Lent. But I also bite my tongue as I go on to tell you my story, because it might seem a bit hypocritical. But I've always found the fasting part, the giving up part, something that has been easy enough for me. And so I try to focus on the prayer part. Every day, I would slip away from work at about 11:55 and walk down to Camp Street, where there is St. Patrick's Church. It's a beautiful church. It's an old church. You might hear it from 12:45 to 1 every day when they play parts of known church songs. "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus." And quickly, we do all these things quickly. And so one day, the priest went on to give his homily, the sermon, right afterwards. And he told a story about a woman who stood up for her beliefs, a woman who was willing to be ostracized by her family, to be pushed away, because she had spoken out against her nephew that was living with another man that was a practicing homosexual. And my heart sunk. I thought of my brother living with his boyfriend in an apartment in a committed relationship. And I thought of my gay friends here and their partners. And at that moment, and just for a moment, I gave up on my faith, and I stood up, and I walked out. Thank you.
Quitting smoking is a must. Ashes, ashes, dust to dust. Try to turn a new leaf. Giving up pork and beef. Lisa says your Barney browser. Maybe I should join a spark.
Or take plumas.
Funny how you never know exactly when you're asked to grow. Exactly when you take the load or head up on your own road. Exactly which the day will be. Maybe Ash Wednesday or Mardi Gras. So I will change, 'cause I have changed. It's time to put these combat boots away.